Always refer back to your Appendix A in your CPT or in your HCPCS manual. The reason I say that is the CPT book has, in the AMA version, rather, a little snapshot on the front cover. Don't always go by that. Please make sure that you read into the definitions and some descriptives in your Appendix A. That's a great place to start. If you have your 2012 books, if you wanted to reference that while you're on the call today, that's going to be on page 567. So certainly maybe take a look at those, and you can copy whatever you need to do if you're doing an appeal letter or rebuttal letter. So that's a good way. Also, the 2013 as opposed to the 2012 book, you can kind of see any change-ups or any revision or anything that AMA wanted to get your attention or wanted to draw your attention to. You're going to see that in green print, as is the green money sign that I have on the next slide. It says modifiers actually impact your revenue dollars. Many claims are kicked out because of the use of or the lack of a modifier. So sometimes it's kind of hard to know if, in fact, I should have left off a modifier, should have added a modifier. So hopefully I'll give you a little bit of direction today on the call about that.